Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasting series. I'm your host, Jessica Jacobson, editor of Beverage Industry. The beverage market continues to see diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts that take a greater focus with each coming year. Here with me today is Angela Dodd, founder of Females in Food Community, an organization committed to helping women advance by closing the gender gap that exists at the top in food and beverage industries. Thank you for joining me today, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me, Jessica. It is such a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. Well, if you're okay with it, I'd like to start at the beginning, which is what motivated you to found Females in Food Community?
Great question. And, you know, I can't say there's ever been one specific day where I sat down and said, okay, I said, this is it. I'm going to start this. It was really an accumulation of two different factors over the last 15 years. So a little bit about my background. I've spent the last 15 years in the food industry, specifically on the business to business side, representing ingredient manufacturers, suppliers, both from a food scientist perspective and from a commercial leadership perspective. And over the last 15 years, I've seen firsthand the obstacles that both myself and other women were facing within the workplace. You know, that spans from difficult workplace cultures, minimal access to development opportunities. Sometimes it's difficulty in cultivating new relationships as we grow in our careers and life gets busier. And I also realized how difficult it was if you wanted to make a career transition from one of our industry segments into another, how difficult that could be, you know, given some of the relationships or networking that didn't exist to go, let's say, from an ingredient supplier to a consumer packaged good company or into food service. And so given how interdependent our value chains were, I thought, man, there must be a way of connecting more women across our industry segments and also enabling, you know, a mentorship and resources that would really enable the advancement of women within our industry as a whole. And then second, you know, as women approached me over this period of time, friends, colleagues, and sometimes complete strangers, it seemed I wasn't the only one seeing these difficulties across our industry and really hearing firsthand from women wanting to understand, how do you negotiate your worth? You know, how do I navigate corporate politics or dealing with a difficult boss or how do I expand my network and meet some individuals across other industry segments? So it was really an accumulation of multiple factors over 15 years that really spurred me to say, all right, what more can I do within this industry that I love so much? You know, I don't think there's too much that can be done. And as you mentioned earlier, there's been a lot of efforts, right? And from organizations, from associations to really step forward. And for me, it was a calling individually to say, can I do things different? Can I help impact more women's lives, both from a resource, opportunity, and really within the industry and working with organizations and taking a different approach at helping more women achieve leadership positions?
Wonderful. Well, could you also go a little bit deeper about your process? And by that, I mean, how do you work with beverage corporations to help them strengthen their positioning of female leadership?
Great question. And this is something that is so key here in 2022. So at Females in Food, we do this in a few different ways, but I think it's important to start with why we started engaging with organizations. And we know that companies with a strong employer brands see 50% more qualified applicants and reduce cost per hire by 50%. And this was even stated in a recent Forbes article, you know, given the tight job market with no end in sight, having a strong employer brand will be key in 2022 is what the article was stating. And Females in Food, as we thought about how do we help organizations both attract more females into their organizations, but then help retain and advance them and develop them into those leadership roles? We rolled out our corporate partnership, but this is really a 360-degree approach that, one, first helps companies communicate what are those benefits, perks, workplace cultures, who are your women in leadership, as a way to help them communicate their brand externally to the women who are looking for these career transitions. In addition to that, so I guess to back up, we work with companies to help strengthen their position, one, from helping increase their employer branding, telling their story, helping showcase their women in leadership, showcasing their benefits, workplace cultures. We also offer anonymous female friendliness ratings in which women can come and leave an anonymous review on their workplace to help other women make the most informed decision about their career transitions. And these ratings are based on paid time off, maternity and adoptive leave, female representation in leadership, flexible work hours. And then beyond that, we also offer a consultative approach to organizations to help them improve their DE&I initiatives and learning and development. So it's from a company perspective, we're really working taking a 360-degree approach to help them both attract and retain female talent within all industry segments. But then as women within their organization or within their careers, we continue to support them through their career journey by offering our community membership, which is a place that they can expand their network, have ongoing learning and development within our community through virtual events, in-person events, a private chat forum where they can connect immediately with peers across the industry. So really looking at a holistic approach of not only how do we help companies strengthen their position, but how do we help women ensure that they have the resources and network to empower their own careers too.
It's great. So fascinating and such a great, insights and service that you're providing to the industry right now. I'd also kind of like to take this on more of a broader scale discussion in that we're seeing various beverage associations and organizations stepping up their efforts to support the advancement of female-owned businesses. What kind of impact could we see in the coming years as more organizations make this a priority going forward?
I think we're going to see a lot of transitions within the industry, specifically as it relates to female-owned businesses. And I love this question because we know, you think about where does innovation come from? And with 80% of all food buying decisions globally made by women, and women being represented by less than 20% in senior leadership roles, we're starting to see more and more women taking their own path, starting their own business, and coming up with innovation that is changing the food industry, right? And so in the coming years, with a more focused effort from these organizations, from associations, you know, one of the things that I hope is that we'll see more funding, more venture capital dollars going towards women-owned businesses. Today, there's less than 3% allocated to female-owned businesses. And this is an area that I'm really passionate about in ensuring that women-owned businesses not just have the funding to thrive and survive and grow, but then the resources for those female founders as well, to continue to drive their businesses forward. So I think we're going to see incredible innovation within our industry. And I think a lot of this is going to be spurred from accessibility to both more funding and resources and and seeing more women rise to the top and bring their own products to life with a focus on finding those pain points and innovating to solve issues within their consumer life and others' consumers' lives to bring us new products or new technology. So I'm really excited for the future and all the work that's being done to help more female founders succeed.
Awesome. And going forward, what initiatives and programs can we look forward to hearing more about from Females in Food in the coming months?
So many exciting things happening. So as I mentioned before, we just rolled out this this 360 degree corporate partnership, in which we're really focused on right now and continuing to partner with organizations to help them both attract, but bring on additional female talent and help develop that talent into female leadership positions. So as an organization, we're actively, we're very busy still continuing to roll that program forward, but we also have a lot of plans in place. So talking about female founders and even how to get additional women onto board of directors and into leadership positions across the industry, you can expect to see not just additional programming, but some exciting initiatives and collaborations with others across the industry to really open up additional access and resources to both our members, but the industry, you know, collaboration over competition. And that is something I truly believe in. And there's so much opportunity when we come together and work together. And so one of the things the community is very focused on in the coming months and in 2022 is to roll out programming specifically and collaboration specifically to help get more women on board of directors. And continue to support not just the professionals within our network, but those female founders, right? And one of the areas that we've seen from female founders is how difficult it is to navigate within the food industry to find, you know, all the right suppliers, the subject matter experts, you know, just the business resources in general. So opening up additional access and networking and helping those individuals so that they can continue to drive their business forward, but then working with organizations to place more women on boards is the other really exciting piece that we're working on to place more women here in 2022.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Angela, for sharing with us about Females in Food community and what the future holds for women in the beverage market.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to have the opportunity to share everything that we're working on. And if anybody would like to learn more, really encourage that they visit the website at femalesinfood.community or connect with us on LinkedIn or Instagram. This is a space that we'd love to hear from anybody in the industry and look forward to working together to continue to grow our industry and advance more women.
Wonderful. And for more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasts.